Chapter 2. Lord Krishna Goes to Hastinapur. Lord Krishna and his wives and children prepared to go to Hastinapur. Krishna mounted his beautiful chariot, decorated with the flag of Garuda, fluttering about the dome. Behind him were thousands of chariots, elephants, and soldiers. Bugles, drums, trumpets, conch shells, and all kinds of horns resounded everywhere. Queen Rukmini, all the other 16,108 queens, and their sons followed Lord Krishna on palanquins. Everyone in that enormous family was smeared with sandalwood paste, garlanded with fragrant flowers, and dressed in gorgeous ornaments and silk clothing. Alongside the palanquins, soldiers rode with shields, swords, and spears to guard the queens. More women followed behind them in separate palanquins on the backs of camels. Caravans of oxen, buffaloes, mules, and asses carried tents, bedding, and carpets. Everyone cheered loudly, laughing and waving whists, colored flags and umbrellas, and all kinds of weapons and helmets. In this festive way, they traveled from Dwarka to Hastinapur. When they finally arrived, Yudhisthira met Krishna's huge party with large musical bands and brahmanas chanting Vedic hymns. Elephants sprayed sweet-smelling water from their trunks all over the roads. At the road crossings, golden water jugs shone on each side of the gates, which were draped with mango leaf garlands. Everyone in the city was dressed in colorful new clothes, jewelry, and flower garlands. Each and every house had sparkling gold water pots and thousands of lamps burning brightly. The sweet smoke of incense curled up through the windows. Women gathered on the rooftops and sprinkled flowers upon the procession below. Flags flapped and waved gaily in the wind. Huge crowds lined the streets to see Lord Krishna passing by with his queens and children and a long parade of elephants, horses, chariots, and soldiers. Krishna and the five Pandavas were very excited to see each other again. The five brothers hugged their favorite cousin and friend, Krishna, over and over again in turn, first Yudhisthira, then Bhima, Arjuna, and finally Nakul and Sahadev. Queen Kunti also welcomed her dear nephew Lord Krishna with an embrace, and Krishna's younger sister Subhadra offered her obeisances. Queen Kunti and Draupadi gave out new clothes, ornaments, garlands, and other presents to Krishna's chief queens, Rukmini, Satyabhama, Bhadra, Jambavati, Kalindi, Mitravinda, Lakshmana, and Satya, and to all the other 16,100 queens. King Yudhisthira then took Krishna and the whole family to a comfortable place to rest.